Data from the Hawaii Department of Health shows that most confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the islands are local residents, but some state officials are seeking to increase quarantine restrictions on visitors. There are not many tourists coming to Hawaii these days, at least compared to normal. This time last year, around 30,000 people per day arrived in the islands, according to state figures. Now,
passenger arrivals to Hawaii are now actually down more than 99% from this time last year.
Tim Sakahara is with the Hawaii Department of Transportation. With visitors normally arriving from all over the world every day, public health experts said tourism was a major risk factor for spreading COVID-19 throughout the islands. As a result, both visitors and returning residents were ordered to undergo a 14-day quarantine when they arrive. Now, with tourism largely shut down, health department numbers show that tourists account for a small fraction of Hawaii's 600 confirmed cases of the virus. Governor David Ige confirmed that fact at a recent press conference.
The overwhelming majority of COVID-19 cases are coming from residents who have traveled to the mainland or internationally to areas that have had COVID-19.
But that hasn't stopped some officials from proposing stricter measures for visitors arriving during the pandemic. Attorney General Claire Connor says her office is exploring the possibility of requiring visitors to wear an ankle monitor during their two-week quarantine. Here she is speaking at a recent state Senate hearing.
There are a whole lot of things in the whole array of options available to us. It's going to be ankle bracelets at a certain number of hotels. It's going to be ankle bracelets at all hotels. We're still trying to drill down on some of the issues that we're trying to increase the enforcement.
Senators present at that hearing suggested ideas ranging from banning car rentals for non-residents to quarantining tourists on military bases. But nonpartisan health experts say singling out visitors misses the larger issue.
The public health risk to the state of Hawaii is from travelers.
Mark Mugiishi is a medical doctor and CEO of health insurer HMSA. He's also leading the development of a plan to safely reopen Hawaii's economy.
Whatever structure we put in place to control the reintroduction of disease to our islands, it has to be looking at travelers and not dividing them up into different categories.
Measures like that have been taken. Everyone arriving in Hawaii since mid-March has been required to undergo the 14-day self-quarantine. And as of last week, state officials verify the contact phone number and address where each airline passenger landing in the islands will be for their quarantine. Those steps apply to both residents and non-residents. Mugiishi says it does make sense to explore additional measures for travelers arriving from locations where the virus is not under control. And there's now another complication. Earlier this week, Attorney General William Barr directed U.S. attorneys around the country to be on the lookout for state and local rules that violate civil rights. The U.S. Attorney's Office for the District of Hawaii did not respond to a request for comment. For Hawaii Public Radio, I'm Ryan Finnerty.